While many Americans have been focused on signing up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act, some business owners have been less enthusiastic, as the bill's coverage requirements for employees will come with a cost.
Under current law, starting next year, employers who do not provide coverage to workers working 30 hours or more a week will be required to pay a penalty that will effectively help cover the cost of the subsidies that those individuals will receive if they end up in one of the exchanges and receive federal subsidies.
Ken Jacobs, chairman of the UC Berkeley Labor Center, notes that this obligation applies only to employees who work 30 hours a week or more. A bill introduced in Congress last year, the 40 Hours is Full-Time Act, would raise that threshold for the employer penalty from 30 to 40 hours. The result would be fewer workers getting health care through their employers.
While it's very difficult for most employees and hurts productivity to cut hours down below 30, it's very easy to move people from 40 hours to 39 hours. So we would expect work hour reductions, rather than being the small 1.5% of the workforce, to go up to 6.5 million Americans or more.
And, says Jacobs, the consequences of doing that would be huge.
Since it would be so easy to avoid, effectively you would get rid of the employer requirement. That means more employers would choose to drop health coverage. And it means that the cost to the federal government would be $12 billion a year or more. So it both makes the problem worse and is quite costly.
Lisa Maldonado, executive director of the North Bay Labor Council in Santa Rosa, calls the whole idea an end run around the health care law's intentions and structure.
The whole point of the bill is to get more people covered. This is one of those supposed fixes that just shifts responsibility and costs either to the federal government or to the public and then leaves more people off. The whole goal is to avoid cases like we have with Walmart, where they have enough money to pay for their workers' health care. But instead of doing that, they would just drop everyone's hours and say, we don't meet the threshold for having to pay.
The 40 Hours is Full-Time Act had a Democratic co-sponsor, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, but Maldonado sees it as bald partisan politics all the same.
Republicans have been rabid and unreasonable about anything to do with this act and trying to fix it or stop it or defund it. This is a way for them to also represent employers, not just saving them money, but shifting the cost onto the public. The Affordable Care Act is a huge first step towards expanding access to health care. I wouldn't say that there's not tweaks that need to be made, but what we do have to look at is where are those tweaks coming from and what's behind them.
An attempt to fold the 40 hours as full-time definition into the most recent federal budget bill was rebuffed. But the Berkeley Labor Center's Ken Jacobs has no illusions that it won't be coming back in some form.
Most recently, they were raising it as one of the steps that could be taken instead of a minimum wage increase, which on face value is really quite ludicrous. It's likely to come back again over the course of this year as the administration moves towards implementing the employer requirements under the Affordable Care Act. I am sure we're going to be hearing about this again.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.